everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. My name is Wemi. If you are new here, welcome and thank you for listening to me. My name is Wemi once again, and I'm a mom to two adorable kids, a boy and a girl, and I currently work as a front-end developer. I'm based in Calgary, Canada, and on this podcast I share everything about front-end development, what I've learned so far on this journey, my highs and my lows, my ups and downs, the tips and tricks and everything like that. I also have a website called code.wemiibidu.com where I share everything about tips and, you know, whatever you need to know as a front-end developer. So that being said, today I'm going to be talking about the top 5 essential tools that you need as a front-end developer. This podcast is more focused on the junior front-end developer, and the reason why I'm doing this is because when I started my journey as a front-end developer, there are so many tools, you know, out there, that there were so many recommendations on the kind of tools you need and all that. But I strongly believe that you don't need to learn too much before you start your job. This is because when you get there and you meet with your team, they are going to tell you these are the things that we use here and all that. But I strongly believe that there are some tools that are like standard. You need to, you know, get yourself used to some of these tools before you start your job. And those are the tools I'll be sharing with you today. These are just recommendations. Make sure you do your own work and pick the ones that you feel that is best for you. But yeah, I'm going to be sharing that with you. Without further ado, let's get right into it. So the first thing I'm going to be recommending for you, or the first tool I'm going to be talking about, is a good code editor. As a front-end developer, depending on the job you get, you might be working with React or JavaScript or TypeScript or, you know, any programming language, even HTML or CSS. You need a good code editor, you know, to maybe fix a bug or build a feature and all the stuff. You know, there are a lot of them out there. I personally recommend VS Code. It's my best code editor so far. I've been using it for years and I don't have any regret. It has a lot of extensions you can download that will be useful for you for your day in, day out job, and you know, it's just a good one. There's also Sublime and a lot of them out there. So do your own work and pick whatever is best for you. But like I said, my recommendation would be VS Code. Moving on, the second one I'm going to recommend for you to get yourself used to is a good version control. So when it comes to version control, if you go to my blog, which is code.wemiibidu.com, I wrote about version control and what it means and all that. But yeah, if I'm going to recommend any version control tool for you to use, it will definitely be Git. And you can download the application that you can use for your day-to-day, which will be GitHub. So GitHub is basically, it has its app, it has, you can also, if you're very, you know, comfortable with the terminal, you can also go ahead and use the terminal. But as a newbie, I would probably recommend that you download the GitHub app, or if you're using VS Code, they have a couple of extensions that will be very useful for you. So that is basically a version control tool that you can use to collaborate, you can use to send in your pull request, you can use to edit, delete, your senior dev can comment on it and let you know that the code you wrote might need some changes and all those kind of stuff. So if you are not yet, if you don't know what a version control tool is or what it does, I would highly recommend that you take, maybe watch a video or take a quick course on maybe Udemy or LinkedIn Learning or whatever tool you use to learn, and sort of get yourself the basic of what a version control tool is and what it does. You can also check my website. I have a lot of articles on, you know, Git and GitHub and all those stuff and the differences between Git and GitHub and all those stuff. But I won't be going into more details about that on this podcast. Moving on, let's talk about design tool. So as a front-end developer, you're just starting your new role. It depends on the kind of job you get. But for me, for most of the jobs I've gotten, it's actually very essential to know at least one design tool. There are a lot of them out there, but the tool that I've used and I really love is Figma and Adobe XD. In my former job, I was using Figma. Figma is one popular one, very easy to use. Adobe XD is also very similar to Figma, so that's why I said do your own work, pick the one that you think is best for you and the one that would that you're comfortable with. Also, some companies would have paid for the premium versions of some of these design tools. So when you get there, just ask them, what design tools do you guys use here? And which one are you guys going to recommend for me to use? But for me, I would strongly recommend starting with Figma if you are trying to learn before you get your first job. And it's very easy, in my own opinion. It's very easy to use. You don't need to, you know, do too many courses to learn. You can just go to YouTube, watch a video on Figma basics and all that stuff, and you know, one or two videos should be good. So moving on, let's talk about project management. So this is very, very essential. I would say for every jobs that I've done, including my internship, project management tool is a must know. Like, you just have to understand the basic of what project management does and how every company manages their projects and all that stuff. You don't need to know the what is project management, what it does and all that, but you definitely need to know how to use those tools to, you know, let people know what you're currently working on, the progress of your ticket and all that stuff. So for most of the jobs I've worked on, we've been using different project management tools. The most popular one out there, I would say, is Jira. I've used Trello, I've used Jira, I'm currently using Rike. Like I said, there are a lot of them out there. You just need to know the basics. Again, when you get to your company or wherever you get your job, the first thing you should ask is, what project management tool do you guys use? And a day or two, you should be good. Basically, it has, like, most companies have like a software development cycle. You know, if you're working in a sprint based company, or if you're working in a waterfall, or whatever method that you guys use, when you get to your company, you will know. But if you're working, for example, in a sprint based, you have a cycle of 2 weeks where you have like backlogs, you have refinements, you have all those things, all those terms. You just need to get yourself used to some of those terms. Again, if you're new, you don't need to sort of dig too deep. When you get there, they'll sort of give you like, oh, this is what we do. But one thing you just need to know is, when they give you a ticket to solve, for example, the ticket will be in not yet started, so something like that. So when you start your project or when you start your ticket, you move that to in progress. This is just so your manager, your senior devs, and everybody can see what you're currently working on. And then when you're done with that, from in progress, you can move it to ready. It depends on the tool you're using. Some might not have ready, some might have currently in review, some might have ready for dev review. There are just so many of options that your project manager would have customized that to. So when you get to your company, you can sort of ask them and they will show you out, you know, the progress and the cycle. And then after ready for review, you push that out into prod, or you send like a GitHub ticket out there, and when that is approved, you can move that to ready for testing. And when your testing is done, either the project manager move that to done, or you can move that to done. So my recommendation would be, just get used to the basic of Jira. Jira is a good one, very popular. Most companies use Jira. But again, Trello too is a good one out there. If you feel like you just want to do something basic, you can go with Trello. And when you get to your company, again, most of them are very similar. It's going to take you like less than a few hours to learn what it does and their cycle. But one recommendation I would say is, once you get to your company, always ask them for what the cycle is. How do you guys manage, you know, tickets and tasks here? That will really help you to know how to go about your ticket. The last one would definitely be a good note-taking application or tool. As a developer, as a newbie developer, you're just starting, there are going to be a lot of training, onboarding, information, so many things that you need to know, passwords, you know, all those things, lectures. There are just so many things, your manager, your seniors, the way things are being done, you know, just so many things like the organization structure and all that. So there's going to be a lot of information that will be passed to you on the first few days that you start your job. And I would personally recommend that you take a lot of notes. I do use real life notes, like taking real notes. But one thing I found very useful since I started this journey is having actually a good note taking applications that you can sort of make sure you have all those things written down, so that you can always go back to them to revise, or if you forget something, you can also go back there to sort of look at what you forgot and update that. And also, it's also very useful for you when maybe you are doing it like coding and you want to sort of copy your code somewhere somewhere, and you need a good note-taking app as a developer to just do, you know, fast stuff and quick stuff. Right now I'm using Evernote. I've heard a lot about Notion. I haven't had time to try it out or recommend it yet, but I know a lot of developers use Notion. But Evernote is also very good. It has been one of the best that I've used so far, because I've used a lot of notes. I've used Google Notes, I've used OneNote, I've used a lot of them, but I personally use Evernote just because I just like that you can customize, you can use different color codes, you can separate your notes into different categories and all that. I'm also open to trying Notion soon. I've just not had time to get my hands around that one, but again, I will always recommend what I've used before. So I will recommend Evernote for a newbie for now. Like I said, do your own work. There are a lot of notes out there. There's OneNote, there's Share Notes. All these are managed by Microsoft. There's Notion, there's Evernote that I use, there's Google. There are just a lot of notes, but definitely have a note that you use for your day-to-day. You want to jot things down, you want to remember what you want to do for the day, your task for the day, you know, just random stuff that comes to your mind and you don't want to forget, write them down. So yeah, that would be my top 5 recommendations or essential tools that you should have or know as a front-end developer. Just to wrap everything up, I'm just going to, you know, summarize everything. Like I said, you need a good editor, a good code editor. Like I said, VS Code would be my recommendation. You need a version control tool. It could be Git. GitHub is the application that you can use for that one. You need a good design tool. Like I said, Figma. I use Adobe XD right now, but Figma is very good for newbies. You need a project management tool. Again, Jira is very popular. You can learn Jira. Trello too is very good for newbies. And finally, you need a good note-taking application. Again, I use Evernote, but you could definitely use Notion or any other one out there. So that will be all from me today. I just figured out I should do this video for anybody that is just starting their journey and they are not sure of where to start from, what to know. You know, you're nervous about your first day, you don't know what to do and all that. I hope this podcast will be so useful for you, and I hope that you have a very good time as a front-end developer, and I want to see you succeed. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you again the next one. Bye.